From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
I am so sick of race. I realize my weariness after the recent spate of noose hangings around the country in the wake of the Jenna 6 case. That case has highlighted unequal punishment of black and white students and the history of lynching as a tool of white supremacy, symbolized by the noose. I hadn't gotten over that fatigue when James Watson, the Nobel Prize-winning DNA scientist, asserted that people of European descent are smarter than people of African descent. He later pointed out there's no scientific evidence for his remarks. Gee, thanks. I'm sick of the periodic racist outbursts followed by initial half-hearted apologies. Think Michael Richards, Don Imus. I'm fed up with the Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton rushing to the scene and raising their voices in protest. I'm tired of the fact there's always some place for them to go. I wish they could retire and play with their grandchildren. I'm so tired of the yearly federal mortgage lending reports showing persistent racial gaps in who gets home loans. Wealthy black people are denied loans more than poor white people. Banks have been saying the same thing for more than 15 years. We don't have enough information to say why there is a racial disparity. I'm sick and tired of the country's state of denial about continued racial inequity. I'm really sick of the false dichotomy that attributes disparities to either racism or personal behavior. I'm tired of wondering if the clerk was rude to me because I'm black or because she's just a jerk. I'm tired of only feeling like I'm just a person, not a black person, when I'm in another country. Just when I convince myself we're making progress, a noose shows up somewhere. Of course, we are making progress. Considering what we've overcome, slavery, lynchings, Jim Crow, perhaps we're advancing as much as possible. The longer we're in denial about racial disparity, however, the slower our progress. I'm sick of talking about it. I wonder if I'll see the day when there's nothing to talk about. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.